Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In the Bible, God has established rules of conduct for us to follow, laws that have been written by Him to help us resolve issues that we cannot resolve on our own. Guidance to help us settle controversial questions in a just and in a fair way. Instruction to help us understand what behavior is acceptable and what behavior is unacceptable to Him. Laws that help us maintain order in our society and what consequences we can expect if we choose to ignore His word. Laws that have been designed for our safety and to ensure our rights as citizens of this world, to protect us from the abuses of people around us, to protect us from the abuses of society, and at times, even from the abuses of various leaders within our society. And ideally, these laws should apply equally to all of us in the same way. And they should reflect the values and the perspective of our God. This is the way that it is supposed to be. But as we well know, this is not the way that it is. And today, as we come to Psalm 82, the psalmist leads us in a discussion of the law, a discussion concerning those who judge justly and fairly, and those who judge unjustly and unfairly. And the responsibility that we all have to do what is right before the Lord. And so, in verse 1, we are told that court is now in session, that God has taken His stand in His own congregation. Edah in Hebrew. He stands in the assembly of His people because judgment begins with us. It begins with the household of God, it says in 1 Peter 4:17. And if it begins with those of us who belong to Him as we are disciplined and refined and purified by Him for His glory, then what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Those who do not belong to Him, what will happen to them? The answer is that they will suffer eternal condemnation for their unbelief. The judge of all the earth is among us. And unlike Moses, in Exodus chapter 18, verse 13, who sat down before the people in order to evaluate their behavior and to decide what was right and what was wrong, our God walks among us. He is here. He sees what we do. He sees how we live our lives. And what we decide to do reflects on Him, whether we choose to follow Him or whether we choose to ignore Him. A solemn warning, isn't it? A warning that has been given to all of us. whatever we do in the presence of God. And no one is exempt. No one gets a free pass here. And so it says, he judges in the midst of the rulers. He judges the judges. He judges the leaders of the nations. He judges all of us because all of us have been entrusted with the truth of his word. But many of us do not want the truth. We prefer the lies of the enemy instead, which we think is the truth. So by the grace of God, in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we who belong to him are called upon to live according to that truth as he opens our eyes to the truth. And in verse 2, in amazement, the psalmist speaks for God and he wonders, how long will you judge unjustly, O men of this earth? How long will you abuse what has been entrusted to you? How long will you show partiality to the wicked? Nasah in Hebrew. How long will you lift up the faces of the ungodly and smile at them and accept their transgression and their corruption and look away from their sin? The scales of justice have become scales of injustice. Seleh, it says in Hebrew at the end of verse 2. Pause for a moment and think about these things and turn from your wicked ways. Cease from your evil and learn to do what is good. That's a warning from the psalmist, from God himself. He says in verse 3, vindicate the weak. Embrace the rights of the helpless and of the downtrodden and of the fatherless, yathom in Hebrew, of the orphan, those who have no one. Do justice. Do what is right for the afflicted and for the oppressed, for the destitute, for those in need. Rescue the weak, he continues in verse 4. Those who are fading away, those who are on the verge of death, the needy, who are in need of the salvation of Christ, the salvation of their soul. Deliver those who are being taken away to death, those who are staggering to slaughter, it says in Proverbs chapter 24. Point them to Christ so that they might live, so that they might be rescued out of the hand of the wicked one, the enemy of our soul. Don't we care? Don't we care that they'll be lost forever without Christ? But those who should know the truth do not seem to know the truth, we're told in verse 5. Nor do they understand the truth, bein in Hebrew. They have no discernment. They don't act wisely. They're reckless in their behavior. And so they walk about wandering through life in darkness and in confusion. And everyone is affected by their behavior. Yes, it says, all of the foundations of the earth are shaken. They are unstable. when the truth of the word of God is abandoned, or it is ignored, or it is misunderstood and misapplied. That's a very bold statement, isn't it? The actions of others affect us. They affect this world. They affect this nation. The world's off course. That's no surprise to learn, is it? We're off course today. We're off track. And in verse 6, the Lord comments on this situation. And he says, you who are in a position to affect the lives of other people, which might be all of us in one way or another, you who dispense the judgment of God are like gods. You affect the lives of other people. How? Well, in a positive way or in a negative way. And all of you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. But nevertheless, he says in verse 7, ahen in Hebrew, certainly, truly, you will all die like men and fall to the ground and waste away like any one of the princes of this world, rich or poor, leaders or followers, educated or uneducated. There will come a day when we all will go down to the grave and face the judgment of God, which is why we need Christ, who took the punishment, who took the judgment of God for our sin. Death is the great equalizer. It's a great equalizer of us all. And we will all be judged according to the light that we have been given, the light of Christ. So we are all without excuse. But the psalmist wonders, how long, O Lord, can this wickedness go on this earth? And we may have asked that same question as well. How long? And so the psalmist says, arise, O God. He pleads with God, arise, stand in the midst of the people and judge the earth. Court is now in session. Intervene in the affairs of man and bring righteousness and justice where now there is only unrighteousness and injustice. For it is you, Lord, who possesses all of the people. It is you, Lord, who possesses all of the nations, who possesses all of us. We're the work of your hands, Lord, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.